you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're set for a basketball/baseball edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. We got to talk about last night's game. Helper sweeping Price in two games last night, winning the first 10 to nothing and then the second 8 to nothing. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, but we also have some Carbon High School basketball talk to get to. And joining us right now, we have head coach Jeff Cincinnatus. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks for sneaking me in today.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, before we get rolling with the baseball talk, we're going to talk about high school basketball. Recently, you made the announcement that you're stepping away from the basketball program. I know this is something that you thought about for a while, but now it's official. There's a vacancy with the high school basketball program at Carbon High.
Yeah, it's a decision that I hated to make. Obviously, I love basketball. I've been involved with the Carbon High basketball boys program for probably right around 12 or 13 years, you know, 7 or 8 of those as an assistant with Coach Bianco, and the last 5 as the head coach. And, you know, before that was a head coach at East Carbon and you know, coached at the junior high. So, I mean, I've grown up coaching basketball. It's the very first thing I ever started coaching back when I was about 19 years old at the junior highs here, and loved it as a player and loved it as a coach. And, you know, it was a hard decision for me, but, you know, as we've talked about, recently started a new job. And, you know, just some other things going on right now are not allowing me the time that I feel is needed to make our program successful. We've talked before about our basketball program not making it to the second round of the state tournament in, you know, over 20-some years. And that was really my ultimate goal with our high school program, was to get it back to that second round of the state tournament. And I wasn't able to do that. I do feel good about, you know, some of the accomplishments that we did have the last 5 years, and even before that as an assistant coach with Coach Bianco. You know, I think we've made better strides with our boys program, but right now our program just needs more time spent with it than I can give this summer, and just being away from it with this new job and, you know, and with the American Legion program and my younger baseball team playing in Utah's Perfect Game, you know, time is just, there's just not enough hours in the day, Jordan. And, you know, I don't feel it's right for the kids to not have their head coach there every single day implementing my philosophies and what I want as a head coach for our program. And then when I do show up, you know, get after them for those things that they're not doing. So, yeah, I made a tough choice last week, sat down with Mr. Bean, the principal, and Mr. Bianco, the athletic director, and just told them where I was and what I thought the program needed and the direction that we might need to go with it. And so, you know, I believe they've got the job posted, and we're in the process of looking for a new boys basketball coach at Carbon High School.
Why baseball over basketball? What goes into a decision like that?
Well, for one, they're two different animals when it comes to coaching. And I don't want to say anyone deserves less time than the other, but there's so many philosophies and principles and running plays and putting in offenses and putting in defenses with basketball that it's really a hands-on, everyday type of situation for a coach. And with baseball, it's really not the same hands-on approach. I mean, it is a team sport, and don't get me wrong, we do have a lot of philosophies that we implement, but you know, we hit every day, we work on our defense every day, and it's really the same thing when you do that, and you're just fine-tuning things. And right now, you know, I've got some great assistant coaches with my summer baseball program, the same guys who helped me with the high school program. They're doing a great job with the Legion. They're also, you know, I've got some volunteers helping with our younger program, and they're doing exactly what I want them to do. You know, I've told them my philosophies. I've told them the things that I want the kids to work on and get better. And they're taking that, and they're doing a great job right now to a point where I don't feel like I need to be there every single day with them. And then, you know, the baseball season with the high school won't be here until next February or March. And that's going to give me some time with my new job to get my feet on the ground. And, you know, I've only been there 3 weeks, and these 3 weeks are, you know, we've had everything going on with basketball, with our summer camps and our open gyms. And it's just a bad timing, really, for me with basketball and this job. But by no means am I blaming the job. I love the job down at the auto farm. I've had a great time there the first 3 weeks I've been there. The people are great. I love working with the community, and I hope that they continue to come in and talk with me about sports and, you know, and whatever else, and obviously about buying cars. But the two just don't really compare as far as, I think, the hands-on that you need with them on an everyday basis. And by the time that the high school season rolls around, I think I'll be in a situation better suited for baseball.
You definitely coach during a unique time. You had a very stout team your first 2 years, and then you went through the rebuilding phase. I'm sure looking back on it, there's beauty in that struggle, right, of going through those 2 years of the rebuilding phase. Maybe not necessarily when you're going through it, but now that you look back on it and you see what you guys accomplished this year.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the first couple of years, you know, I really had some good athletes. You know, had a strong junior and senior class my first 2 years, and we did some really good things. Injuries really just hurt us those 2 years at the end of both those seasons. And, you know, injuries are part of the game, but they're really unfortunate because I really think we had a legitimate chance to really move into the state tournament and go deep had we not had some key injuries to some great players. You know, and then the next couple of years we talked about, they were definitely rebuilding years. We had three seniors the 1 year. You know, we only won one basketball game 2 years ago. And those are hard years to handle. I went through the same thing at East Carbon when I was there for a couple years. You know, winning was not a priority there when I got there, and it's really hard to establish that based on, you know, work ethic and things like that. But I thought the guys 2 years ago when we only won one game, I thought they worked extremely hard. They never quit. Not a single night did we ever quit. And, you know, we lost 4 or 5 1-point ball games, and 2 or 3 of those were in region play. So, you know, to see what they did with the talent that we had, and then to see these kids that graduated this year and the kids that are going to be seniors next year, you know, they got a lot of opportunities as freshmen and sophomores to work on those teams, and it really helped them out. And that's, you know, when you talk about rebuilding, that's what it is. You're working hard with your underclassmen to get them time, and you're getting everything you can out of your seniors. And, you know, it was unfortunate we only won a ball game that 2 years ago, but I thought we worked extremely hard. And, you know, I don't think anybody wanted to play us, even though we had one win, because on any given night, we could beat anybody. But this past year was a successful year for us, you know, in region play and moving forward into the playoffs. We ran into a great Logan team at their place and, you know, played them extremely hard, but in the end was just, you know, really outmanned by a good team. And, you know, right now that's where the basketball program needs a lot of work. We need kids that are going to get in the gym every single day, work on the fundamental things, the shooting, the ball handling, the passing, and everything that goes along with being a good basketball player, because we don't have a lot of size here at Carbon High School. We never have. And, you know, that's a disadvantage when you start playing a lot of these bigger programs. They've got great size. And I don't care what anybody says, when you have, you know, a 6'6", 6'7", kid and your tallest guy's 6'1", or 6'2", it's hard to handle out there. And they're physically bigger. They're in the weight room. And that's another thing that our kids need to do, is get stronger and get in the weight room. I think kids have a false sense that they don't have to get in a weight room because they play, you know, basketball or baseball. Weights are just for football or wrestling, and it's untrue. They need to get in the weight room and get stronger, and they've seen that. And I hope that the new coach can implement a weight program with his basketball team. It's something that I did not do a very good job with, and it's something that, you know, I wish I would have done better with. But, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, our program move forward. They have a great senior class coming back this year. Some really talented basketball players and some really good underclassmen, 2 or 3 really good underclassmen that are going to help out the varsity program. The younger kids are going to struggle a little bit. You know, they're going to have some lumps and bruises as the season comes forward, but I really think they can learn a lot, and there's some good talent coming up there too. And there is a little bit of size in the sophomore class and in the freshman class, and hopefully those kids will continue to grow. But, you know, I'm excited still about where our basketball program can go to, and, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to continue to help, you know, make it a successful program, and obviously make the baseball program here successful.
Coach, definitely congratulations on 5 years, 5 great years as the head coach of the basketball program. But before I let you go, I do want to move over and talk a little bit about the Legion ranks. You guys have gotten off to a blistering start, perfect 6-0. You haven't lost a league game yet. I believe you're 5-0 in league play. You guys sweep Price last night at the Helper Field. Great start to the season.
Yeah, it's been a good start so far. You know, taking 4 games from Roosevelt, 3 of which were league games, like you said, and then a doubleheader last night with Price. And, you know, I thought we got some really good pitching last night. We won the first game 10-0, and, you know, Cole Fawcett pitched 5 innings, and then Mitch Olson pitched a complete game in the second game, an 8-0 win. And, You know, we had, I think, four or five guys gone last night, so we had a real small bench. We only had 11 kids there, but so they got plenty of time last night, and it was good to see them get out and swing the bats a little bit and play defense. I missed the first game and didn't get there till the second game started, but yeah, it's been exciting so far. The kids are playing well. You know, the competition's definitely going to get stiffer as we move into playing St. George and then into a state tournament and things. And, you know, I'm trying to get some games scheduled with some teams that might not be Legion teams, but the caliber of programs they have, you know, are going to test us a little bit. As I mentioned to you off the air, we've got a home game, two home games next Friday, the 24th, against a Harriman squad that's playing with a bunch of older kids, and they're just playing in a league out of Salt Lake. And so we're going to bring them down, and that'll be a true test for us. Mostly all graduated kids this year, so it's going to be an older group. And we'll get those underway at the Helper Field at 6 and 8 p.m. again. And so, but, yeah, so far it's been good. Kids are getting a lot of time. Everybody's seeing different positions on the field and swinging the bats fairly well. We had one injury last Friday night in our game at home. Wyatt Wilson twisted an ankle coming into second base. We're trying to get that checked out. And, you know, may have, you know, done some damage there, chipped a bone or, you know, done something else. And so he's getting looked at. But hopefully that doesn't take him away for the whole summer for us. And we get him back before too long. But we have plenty of guys that are ready to step in and fill those shoes and work hard. So, you know, I'm excited about the summer so far. But it's flying by. We talk about this every time we're on the radio. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. It just seems to fly by. And, you know, we're already into the middle of June. And, you know, it's just it's amazing how the time goes. It just goes so quick.
Yeah, well, and I know the next couple of weeks for you guys will be a little bit slower, but once you get past the 4th of July, you guys really hit it hard with a lot of games.
Yeah, the next couple of weeks, you know, with a basketball camp next week at Dixie, I really didn't schedule a lot of games next week, thinking that I might be out of town and that we have a lot of kids gone. And then the following week being the 4th of July week, you know, I try and give those kids time off around the 4th of July with the holidays for their family. And the high school association has a week where they have a moratorium where we're not allowed to work with kids in any sport for a week. And so they kind of all hit at the same time. So for the next couple of weeks, it's really going to be kind of a slow period for us. Like you said, once we come back after that first week of July, you know, the next 2 weeks are going to be really busy. And then we start our state tournament, I think, on the 23rd of July. So, yeah, before we know it, it'll be here and we'll be into a state tournament. And, you know, football will be in full swing. They're doing their camps right now. And myself and Coach Huntsman are trying to work together to make sure we're getting football kids out to football and baseball kids to baseball and basketball kids to basketball. You know, and then I got kids who it's summertime, so they want to hit the golf course every day. It's really hard to work with the schedules with all these kids and keep up with them all. But, you know, it's fun. It's a fun time of year. And if you're, you know, if you're needing to watch something, you know, we got plenty of baseball going on with my younger group playing in the Perfect Game League and the Legion team, and then with Price's Legion team. So there's plenty of baseball around to go watch. And it's just exciting to be out and about and see the kids growing and moving forward.
Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time. Again, congratulations on a successful 5 years as the basketball coach. And I know we'll talk to you again real soon as we continue to give updates on the Legion team.
Thanks, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. Thank you. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to move over to talk NBA basketball. The finals are going to game 6. Yeah, things just got interesting. Very interesting. We'll talk NBA basketball when we come back here on Drive Time Sports.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
Welcome to my house.